Animal lovers who walk through pet stores sometimes have to fight the urge to adopt every cat and dog. Other people have the same feeling when they see abandoned pieces of electronics. Consider Jim Williams. He's an electrical engineer and he lives in Silicon Valley. And like many engineers, Williams cherishes what many of us choose to ignore, the inner workings of modern machines. He spent a day with NPR's David Kestenbaum.
Jim Williams' desk looks like a bird's nest. There are scraps of wire, transistors, and resistors. He designs high-end analog circuits, the unseen parts inside computers and cell phones that bridge the gap between the digital ones and zeros and the real outside world. Williams is a fan of simple solutions in engineering and in life.
When we moved from one building to another at work, I saw people taking apart their offices and taking apart their desk and packing everything up in boxes. And I thought it was kind of silly because all they're going to do is unpack the boxes and stack everything up again just like it was. So I just asked the guy who was doing the moving, could you just go get a huge roll of shrink wrap and just shrink wrap my desk like meat in the supermarket? And then when we get it, we'll just cut the shrink wrap and I'll be right back where I was. So he obliged me.
We drive off in search of a junk store where he promises there will be real beauty. When it comes to engineering, Jim Williams is a monk. He doesn't own a computer, doesn't use email, and when the internet boom came to town, he says he watched it like some strange parade going by. He's a purist, mostly interested in how things work. Silicon Valley is not what it was in the 90s. The highway is lined with buildings surrounded by huge, empty parking lots, a graveyard of technology companies that went bust. But Williams still loves it. The junk store, surprisingly, is in an industrial warehouse area surrounded by razor wire.
Now that's a junk store. That's all the storefront you get. That's right. We're going in there.
It's just like a garage. It's like a storage.
You see a, you store it. I see paradise.
Inside sit boxes of strange machines. In some futuristic movie, this is the place you'd bring your robot when it needed spare parts. We find something called an automatic distortion meter and a fancy oscilloscope with a small screen for visualizing electronic signals. These are precision machines for testing other machines, and he says they're some of the most amazing things ever built.
An extremely high-quality instrument, near and dear to my heart. Like there's a piece of me right now that says, buy that and take it home. Don't let that puppy sit there on the shelf. You're inhuman if you leave it, but I will. I'm just too full.
Do you ever wonder about the past lives of these things?
I wonder a great deal about the past lives. When the internet boom went flat, there was a huge dump of surplus test equipment on the market. Tons of companies went out of business. Tons of equipment got auctioned off. Lots of stuff ended up in places like this and at Silicon Valley flea markets. It was a bonanza.
He looks longingly at a quartz crystal for measuring temperature, but gets back in the car empty-handed. I'm thinking about lunch. Jim Williams says when he drives, he often thinks about how the car works.
I like to try and figure out how problems were perceived and how they were solved by the people who designed this car. You know, and sometimes that's just looking at little things like, you know, the hinge on the glove box. I mean, sometimes when you're waiting for somebody, sitting in your car waiting for somebody to come out of a store or something, you can keep yourself nicely occupied by looking at something like the hinge on the glove box. What were the problems? How were they perceived? How were they solved? What were the limits? What were the freedoms? What were the constraints? You know, because somebody really had to think about that, and there were probably some very difficult things that had to be dealt with.
When we get back to the house, his wife is happy to see her husband has not brought home wounded pieces of equipment in need of repair. The house is clean and sunny, nothing like a junk shop. Sitting around the house are sculptures Jim Williams has made from electronic components, all testimony to the beautiful inner workings of machines that most people never see. Some look like crazy jungle gyms, others are more disciplined. They all work. In the middle of one is a small digital display. It's the temperature, measured, of course, to high precision. Another sculpture is actually a Geiger counter, ticking off invisible particles from outer space as they fly through the living room.
They're everywhere, you know, and they go right through you and they go right through your house. So the least you can do as a good citizen is to record them, you know, and count them.
Perhaps what amazes Jim Williams most about all these things, about technology in general, is that it works. Cell phones, CD players, computers, disk drives all have zillions of pieces that function in harmony, usually without fail, usually because they were well designed. And then he says there is the miracle of the airplane.
I'm a fool to get on a 747 because I haven't got the faintest notion how it works. And I get on a 747 and I look around at these 300 or 400 odd people getting into this thing and I think these people are all crazy. You know, they don't have the faintest idea how this thing works. And yet they're all going to get in this thing. They're going to close the door and the pilot's going to push that handle forward. And this thing's going to make all this noise and roar off down the runway at almost 200 miles an hour. And fly them coast to coast or across an ocean. And nobody bats an eye. And I'm sitting in this thing going nuts because I'm thinking, it's pure trust. It's not even trust, it's just pure faith.
Above the couch in the living room is a tribute to the dark side of technology. 140 circuit boards neatly mounted in rows. They are the leftover inertial guidance system for a Minuteman missile. It was in service during the Cuban Missile Crisis. At the time, these boards sat a few feet from a megaton nuclear warhead. The purist in Jim Williams sees beauty here, too, but he says he's glad it's on his wall, never called upon to perform its magic. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Pictures of Jim Williams' unique sculptures and his desk are at npr.org.